All right, y'all, what we learned this week?
Woo! Jason, we didn't want to get done like that.
Man, on video. It was so close too. Like it was the tension in the air.
Like he thought that the cards was about to
call. He thought it was over.
How much of that, Jason Wu, do you think was actually relative to you? That she said.
Probably about 50% of that was right on.
It was right on? Like you like dead, like direct hit? You slammed my battleship?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's I mean, 50%, that's pretty good for not knowing anything. I mean, there were some parts that she came right out, and I just figured she listened to the show when she was talking about how you insecure and narcissist.
That's
and
obvious.
I mean, all that stuff kind of right.
She didn't say insecure.
She did.
She did.
You said it? No, you did. I know. She said narcissist, motherfucker.
I could have
sworn. You're proud of that. You're proud of that.
You fucking, you such a shit bag, man.
Oh, I got to be honest.
Every time you put that hoodie on and you go outside and smoke weed, you know what I'm saying?
That's a different guy.
You're a different
guy. That's every day.
I learned I do have emotions and feelings. Well, I already knew that.
You learned you got a lot of bitch in you.
Yeah.
Nigga came with a whole box of fucking napkins.
But you.
I thought you had a cold, nigga.
You never said, wanted to
crying.
See me, though.
Nigga said, I was crying. Nigga's eyes
but you
puffy
you never
shit.
Wanted to see me, though, right?
I learned everybody in fucking California,
how
nigga,
many,
is sad, nigga,
how many,
for the whole week.
How many
come
times?
Said, come on, work.
Man. Come on, man.
How many times were we supposed to scrap with the gloves on? And you
a few times.
Yeah, and you ducked every single time.
I didn't want to do that to you.
Exactly.
Jay. I didn't want to do that
exactly.
to you.
Exactly.
I value our friendship more than that. Because, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga, you know, nose surgery is a lot of money.
You want to know something that I learned a long time ago?
What you learned about me, big dog?
No.
What you learned about me, big dog?
Why are you talking to him like that?
Yeah, that was weird,
that voice.
Right? That was weird, right? And then he called me big dog.
I said big doggy dog. But that, so that was gay. I guess that was fucking gay too, huh?
It was.
French, was that gay? French, was that gay?
Neutral. Let's add neutral observer.
Right. I said big doggy dog.
You changed. That was the end. You changed that shit to make it cute. That wasn't what you started with.
When it first came out. Come
the
on,
beginning of that
come
sentence
on,
was
come on, T.
Big doggy dog.
No, yeah, that's not, come on. Yeah, that's not how it
he
sounded.
Big dog.
You're trying
remind
to fool
me that bull, like the cuckoo guy, like bull, like
the guy. The guy that was in the show. Oh, yeah. You know they've had sex together.
We just ran train on bitches.
That's having sex together.
Yeah.
If another
try
dude, clear
it up because the nigga just trying to make it gay.
Porn, I don't mind.
Yeah. LTD. If a nigga is in the room. You technically had sex with that dude. Like, y'all had sex together.
Because you were in the same room?
Yeah. Like, you see what I'm saying?
Who said that?
Because, was he there? Yes. Did you have sex while he was there? Yes. So, he had sex and you had sex? Yeah. We both did. Y'all had sex together.
I get what you're saying.
Especially if y'all sharing the same girl.
It's nothing with niggas running the train on a chick. Am I right? Nothing wrong with
it. Nothing. Oh, it's wrong.
He's fishing.
There's nothing wrong with the chick getting two dicks.
He's got his pole out.
You want to get two dicks?
What?
You won't want to be set out?
He's trying to learn
no,
something.
No, not set out. See? What are you talking about? Would you
no.
Do you ever fantasize about having multiple sexual partners, men?
Get set
multiple
out.
Men.
Give a fuck. Tomato, set out.
No, that's not men. The same thing. Nigga, set out is disrespectful. Having sex with two men might not be disrespectful.
It just depends on how they do it. If a nigga force fucking you in the mouth, that's different. Like if a nigga is easy stroking your mouth, that's
you're trying to see what I like.
Wrong with
just saying,
fish.
So which one? Fish. I got
so
that.
One,
I got
right?
that hook. I got that hook. Hey, put it in a wide mouth bass.
How got do you think somebody wants that in their fucking mouth?
What a hook.
What good would that?
Catch that jaw.
Yo.
Go ahead and describe it for Dredgy.
Ah.
What'd he do?
This nigga Jay Smooth took his index finger, made a hook with it, and popped it in his mouth.
Like
he was
catch
sucking
a fish.
Dick.
No, his like cheek. He catch a fish, nigga.
So what pleasure does that give a woman in her mouth?
It's not. They like that, nigga. You brushing up against that inside of that soft tissue. You know what I'm saying? Like the doctor say, "Hey,
you have to be the dumbest nigga I've ever
you go
met
to
in
the,
my life."
If you go to the dentist, right, and they do your cleaning. The doctor examines your mouth when he get done. He said, "Oh yeah, soft tissue look good, motherfucker." Pull your lips up, down. He opened up. He said, "Yeah, soft tissue, motherfucker. Rub his hand. Soft tissue good.
Is that
and the oral's good."
He does it with his hand.
Yeah, he filling it with his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so it's nothing wrong with that. Am I right or wrong?
What? Right? That's not what the question was.
No, I'm asking. Okay, her.
I love when he does that when he ends off like.
Right.
So remember when he used to do that? So what do you think? Like he would like he should have put the mic up to. So J Mac, can be honest. What would you say?
The question was: would she be interested in having sex with two?
Have you ever thought about that before?
Even as a fantasy.
Yeah.
A lot of women lie about that. I don't like that either. I don't know why women feel. I guess they feel like, oh, that's hoish or something.
No,
but
it's not. It's,
no, like you know, I like that idea of being with one guy, but have I thought about two? Yeah. I mean, shit, if you could make it work, like, would you make that shit work?
I'm saying
like that. That's something that like females would think about. Like,
if you could make it work,
would there be any off limits you think you would want some, if somebody was doing that, what would be off limits?
Think about what women do, like, as far as money, like they might have one guy who got money, they got one guy who take care of the motherfucking house, you know? Shit, if my life is good, like if that's how some females think. Personally, yeah. I don't, you know, but.
Yeah.
Shit, if you're good, then shit.
What else we
You might be needing that. That might be what the universe trying to give you. You not going to take your extra gift.
You got to speak it into existence. What else did we learn, y'all?
Huh. Well, I was saying, you know what I'm saying? What did I learn?
Oh, goodness.
Hold up. This fucking shit is on X video, nigga. This, the fucking rape scene of the fucking Icubus.
She's an Icubus?
No, she's getting it taken. You see her hands getting smushed.
Why is it on X videos? Why did you go there to get
this? No, that's just what came up when I searched it. You know what I mean?
You just refused to. He's like, I'm going to show y'all this shit. Even though listeners can't see
it. We do have a porn room on our. Our Slack room, feel free to join. It's called the Boom Boom Room. And you could get free outsourced porn.
It's not
kind of crowdsource. You don't even fucking look at the videos. What are you talking
about? I'm
speaking
with authority. Y'all
do be posting some good videos in that
French
shit.
French Reggie put gay shit in there.
No,
he did. He put a naked Asian man.
No, that wasn't the gay
sitting
shit.
On
that,
a bench.
That wasn't the gay shit he promised you, though.
Yeah, right. When is that going to happen?
I'm not going to do that shit.
Why not? You was talking.
You didn't know French Reggie promises gave
French Reggie. Here's what we learned a few weeks ago: that French Reggie is intrigued and impressed by the cuckold guy who licks the nut off the stomach
after the
male guy. Yeah, I heard that.
He's impressed by that. How do you feel about that? This is your friend. You roll with him. You got to ride back with him.
Yeah,
she's riding with me. I got a friend.
Lie to these humans.
What?
Don't lie to these humans.
Humans.
At least she said the H.
What are they?
She didn't say humans.
What are they?
Anyway.
Yeah, how do you feel about him being impressed by that guy?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
Hmm.
So you're very...
Like, are you impressive? That's impressive to you. What impresses you about that?
I personally wouldn't be like licking no cum, but it's just like,
hold on. You personally wouldn't?
Not if I was a male, no.
Oh, okay, no. Okay. All right. Continue.
Y'all
be the side effects. Yeah, but no, if you said that statement as a personal statement,
I
would have other questions.
I mean, it doesn't bother me because.
So your man, so you gonna kiss your dude after he licks some other dude's cum?
Wait, where's you?
Where are you going?
What were you about to say?
No, I wouldn't do that.
What were you about to say? You said what?
I was saying like if, for example, like. I'm kind of like interested in that because it's just like,
ooh.
So you're saying you want to go to the swingers club with me?
Would you like? I will watch that porn. Yeah.
Would you want to go to the swingers club? We can go trapeze. We can go down there and you can check it out with me.
Have you? You know what I'm talking about?
Like a one adventurous weekend. Yeah, I would try once.
We could do that. I exchange. I give you my number.
I genuinely would.
I give you my number.
So you would be.
That's not a one.
You would be with a guy.
That's not a one. That's got to be at least. I'm gonna tell you right now.
I would be more into swingers things if it was me personally. But Coco, like, it's just you watching. You're just like.
This is what I know.
I ain't getting no excitement. I want to join in.
This is what I know. And again, maybe
you look that nut.
This is my psychic. It's the hoodie. See, the hoodie magnifies my psychic ability. It keeps it intense. So. When she said, promo. This is what I know. If I go with a girl and I'm single and she's single and we go to a swingers club, the odds of me fucking definitely ain't one. Is that one ain't even an option. We starting at least a 5.
What if she take you to the swinger spot and don't fuck you?
Bro.
The other niggas.
You know how weak her shit is?
Bro.
If she go to the swinger club with you and you don't fuck her?
Yeah, she fuck everybody else up there. And you still got to take her home with her, with her pussy all wet from everybody else?
Wow.
Damn. Man, she can't come home with me. She got to find you. Fuck that. You got to ride home with some of these other niggas.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm fucking.
We didn't learn a lot of shit. We're doing new shit on this. What we learned. We're not doing any of the shit that we actually learned. So I guess we'll just catch y'all next week.
Yep.